Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Attended the American tradition of the Daytona 500 yesterday. Of course, the left used this as an opportunity to attack Trump, but more specifically, attack his base. Trump looks to rev up his base at Daytona 500, and you can imagine, no, oh, the rednecks, the white dudes, the hicks, the deplorables that like NASCAR. Well, there's a tens of millions of them, so you can discount them and bemoan them and insult them as much as you'd like, but they make up a large majority of the population, actually, and it has nothing to do with what you think it has to do with. These are just American-loving patriots that like watching fast cars, and so President Trump at the Daytona 500 went a little bit like this.
As we welcome you to NASCAR on Fox and the 62nd running of the Great American Race, along with Jeff Gordon, Jamie McMurray, I'm Chris Myers, and nice to have you along with us for this special moment.
I have been to a lot of Daytona 500s, Chris. Never have I felt the excitement and energy. We've had great racing on the track, but we've got the president landing right now. The fans are pumped up. I mean, wow, what a day.
It's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. They said that plane's 800 feet above the racetrack right now. What an achievement by the President of the United States.
He's the Grand Marshal. He'll give the command. Presidents, of course, have attended.
Air Force One gives a flyer before the race. And then the Beast, President Trump's limo, takes a lap to get the track warmed up. Of course, the crowd was just going absolutely nuts. Massive crowd.
Daytona International Speedway, we love our country, and it's truly an honor to be with all of you at the Great American Race. Gentlemen, start your engines.
And it was a pretty epic day at Daytona, and you heard Jeff Gordon on the pre-race commentary. I believe Jeff Gordon, I mean, I would imagine he's probably won in Daytona a couple times. He's a famous race car driver, one of the best. And so for him to say he's never had energy, he's never felt excitement like he felt at this Daytona because the president was there, is really telling. Now, this is yet another example of how the fake news pretends like the president isn't popular or pretends like they have any candidate that can even hold a candle to President Trump's popularity. No one is even close, ladies and gentlemen. No one is even close. And in fact, we've got some updates coming up in the next segment from the Democrat side of things and the meltdown that they were in, but the recovery process that they are in now and where things go from here. Of course, we've still got fake news attacking the president, and it looks like their next agenda, their next scheme to try to remove Trump from office or detach Trump from his base is now afoot. It's now been revealed. We'll get to that as well. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Yes, we are into hour two of the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars.com. Filling in for Alex, I'm Owen Troyer. I've got updates coming from the Democrat side of the aisle, major developments happening last week and over the weekend. Before I get into that, though, I want to point out a couple things that are going on at InfoWarsStore.com right now. One, you may notice with all of the coronavirus outbreaking as well as other disease, but specifically the coronavirus, you're going to probably notice soon people marketing Super Silver or colloidal silver as a way to build your immune system and to deal with even potentially the coronavirus specifically. And in fact, we won't play their ads, but people are now trying to sell colloidal silver, a bottle of it, for hundreds of dollars. One individual in particular for $300 a bottle. Now, at InfoWarsStore.com, we're selling the same stuff certified by government labs, science labs. We've got all the documentation right there. We've gone over it on air before. I'm not going to be redundant here. And we sell it for 10% of the price at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't be duped by these Johnny-come-latelys, by these fly-by-nighters. They're going to come in and sell you some colloidal silver for hundreds of dollars using the coronavirus as the backdrop. Yes, colloidal silver is a great way to build your immune system. Yes, colloidal silver has been proven to specifically go after this type of viral infection like coronavirus or SARS. But we don't jack up the price. We don't try to sell you something beyond market value. We do the exact opposite. We give you the best product at the best price at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we're sold out of our silver bullet because smart shoppers said, wait a second, I'm not going to spend hundreds of dollars on some bottle of silver when I can go to InfoWarsStore.com and get it for $30. But we also have the immune gargle that still has the colloidal silver in it. It's just not for consumption. It's for gargling, keeping your mouth clean. We also have a spray that you can spray on the back of your throat. It coats it. It can even get down into your lungs, help with fighting infectious disease. But again, not selling it for hundreds of dollars. In fact, you can get, I think, 10 for still half the price that these other people are selling it for. So look at that for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the other great thing going on is Vitamin Mineral Fusion is on sale, but I'll get into that later. Let me go through the Democrat news right here. Bloomberg reportedly considering Hillary Clinton as his running mate. Now, let's be very clear. And I am actually, well, let's just say it's another case of InfoWars is next month's, next year's news today. I was saying that Bloomberg was a favorite to win the Democrat nomination before he even started running. That was more just because it was his name being floated as a potential, and I knew that the Democrats had nothing else. Well, Bloomberg has surged. And realistically, forget about the polls, forget about all the BS the Democrats run right now. Realistically, Bloomberg is probably number two now behind Bernie Sanders. Everyone else in the campaign has pretty much just been lapped. They're done. So why are people speculating this? Well, because Bloomberg added Capricia Marshall, a Clinton ally, to his 2020 campaign. So what is Bloomberg thinking bringing Hillary in? Does he think that that political power, that political purse will be advantageous? Of course, Hillary, with the ultimate lust for revenge of Donald against Donald Trump trying to get in the White House, obviously we know why she would want to be in. Plus, she's obviously not healthy enough to do a full-on presidential campaign. So maybe they try to slip Hillary in as the VP. But boy, if you're Bloomberg, do you have a death wish? So we shall see about that. But it's obvious now it's Sanders and Bloomberg. And it's kind of reached that point. You know, we're about to get into March. And then April, and that's when you pretty much know for sure who the nominee is going to be. So we've reached the point where you really get it down on the Democrat side to the final candidate. It's really going to be Bloomberg Sanders. And at that point, you know the Democrats running all afoul. They don't want Sanders, so they may either just accept Bloomberg for what he is, even though he does seem to be kind of out of the control of the Democrat Party. So they may be measuring that, or do they broker the convention, and then ultimately it's just a total you-know-what show. But for Bernie Sanders, he's running into some problems now. Topless protesters storm stage as Bernie Sanders campaigns in Nevada. This is wild stuff, folks. This is some wacky, wild stuff. Women running on the stage with their breasts out, pouring some liquid all over them. Very odd. Very, very odd stuff. Bernie seemed to be enamored, though. I would imagine anything after looking at his wife is probably pleasant. Excuse me, I shouldn't be rude. But so you've got Sanders getting his campaigns protested. Sanders had a campaign somewhere. I forget where it was, and someone had a huge Trump banner fly by in the background. Now the same Russian pranksters that got Adam Schiff to request nude photos of Donald Trump on the phone, now they've got Bernie Sanders in a prank phone call, thinking he's talking to Greta Thunberg, even though he wasn't. I'll be honest, though. I listened to it. It doesn't kind of sound like Bernie. These pranksters are known. I mean, they've obviously gotten Schiff and they've gotten others. I mean, they're well known to do such a thing, but it does not sound like Bernie Sanders. So I don't know about that. Sanders and Bloomberg exchange blows as Democrat race heats up. Yeah, they're basically going after one another now because, again, anybody in reality realizes those are the two front runners. Now, the Democrats are going to pretend like there's still a relevancy of a Pete Buttigieg or whoever else. There is none. Now, coming up next is Nevada, the Nevada caucus. And I do believe, guys, please double check me on this. I do believe that they're using the same app to count or to measure the results of the Nevada caucus as they did in Iowa, which is a rig job created by former Clintonites, created by Soros. So, and maybe that's why they're really pushing Bloomberg in now, or the Democrats just accepting him with open arms now because they realize they have nothing else. Even when they rig it for Buttigieg or whoever, they just can't drum up any real support to compete with Sanders. So look out for that, which means they may shoot Bloomberg up ahead of Sanders in Nevada to really give him momentum. Speculation swirls around whether Bloomberg will make Las Vegas the Bay Stage, and this will be the ultimate tell right here. If Bloomberg is on the debate stage, the Democrats have accepted him and will be promoting him from here on out to get the nominee. If they don't want Bloomberg, they will somehow manage to keep him off that debate stage and I guess continue to try to bolster support for Klobuchar or Buttigieg. But that's your tell. If Bloomberg makes a debate stage, count it, it's Bloomberg versus Sanders from here on out. If Bloomberg doesn't make the debate stage, the Democrat spiral into total oblivion will continue, and they'll remain identityless, and struggling for answers as we get closer and closer to the 2020 election, and for them, the convention in Milwaukee. All right, when we come back, we're going to look at some cultural news and how the Democrats and the left are trying to pretend like Obama's economy is a real thing.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Look at some other political and cultural news that is developing. Now, here are the two attacks that the Democrats and their media will be waging against Trump in the next weeks, maybe months. Obviously, the Roger Stone case, his bully pulpit intervention into that is going to be the big one. They may even try to concoct some new impeachment scam over that deal. And I don't think Barr is doing the president any favors in that. And I forgot to mention this earlier when I was actually getting into the weeds of this story, but Trump said, hey, look, I don't control these guys. I don't control Barr. You'd be surprised. He's pretty much out there freewheeling. Barr pretty much confirmed that in the ABC News interview where he said, actually, I'm glad the president never intervenes in my business, but his tweets intervene in my business because the media gets involved. Well, that's not Trump's fault that the media is corrupt. So you can't tell Trump to shut up because other people are corrupt, which is basically what Barr did in my view. But that's dangerous considering basically Barr's not working with or for Trump. And Trump, at least according to himself, has very little oversight over the situation. But regardless of that, believe me, the Democrats are looking at another impeachment scam and using Trump's bully pulpit of Twitter and the bully pulpit intervention of the Stone case as their go-to, which would just be incredible if they opened that can of worms. I mean, how does that even go? How does that even fly? And in fact, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I almost bet they do because it's the trend. Everything else that the Democrats do that they think will lead to the removal of Trump or the victory for them will always blow back on them. So if they want to open that can of worms, do it. Because you will be absolutely savaged by the media. And you will expose Judge Berman Jackson. You will expose the prosecutors. You will expose the jurors. So if the Democrats go down that road, it's only going to expose the story even bigger. Just like Ukraine Gate with Biden. Just like Russia Gate with Obama and Clinton. So go ahead and go down that road. But if it's not that road legally, which I do predict they will do, at least momentarily, maybe it'll end up being a head fake, there is a cultural war being waged against the president right now. And this was promoted all weekend on social media. This story from the Washington Post, but not this headline. The headline that was being promoted on social media was Trump has turned American students into bullies. But here's the headline from the Washington Post. The president's rhetoric has changed the way hundreds of children are harassed in American classrooms. The Post found. And of course, the whole thing is about how minorities and what POCs and oh, and this and oh, and that. And oh, it's all Trump's fault. He's the one. So Trump is now being blamed for bullying. There isn't anything that happens in this country that the left won't blame for Trump or blame on Trump. And, you know, another thing kind of comes into my head, just to put it out there anecdotally. But when is this weird notion of the left? It's kind of like the fake feminism, the fake women's empowerment of the left that's now led to men competing with women and bashing their skulls in, literally. This whole notion that the left has now pushed that white people in this country are outdated, outnumbered by minorities. Don't you understand you're now turning white people into minorities? So when do white people start claiming minority status? I'm telling you, that trend is going to come to fruition within the next 5 years, if not sooner. Unless we have a massive change of cultural direction in this country, which we don't. Because you, again, it's just the same thing. You can't claim to be the majority to dominate people and then point the finger at your opposition claiming they're the majority. You see, that just doesn't work. That just doesn't fly. You can't claim victimhood status as a minority as you posture yourself as the majority. It just doesn't work. And so that's just another thing that we're going to see. But let's get back to the story. Washington Post. Trump's rhetoric is causing bullying, and it's all exactly what you expect. Oh, brown people, and oh, Muslims, and everybody, oh, and the gays, and oh my gosh, it's all Trump's fault, they're all being bullied. But here's how you know, ladies and gentlemen, here's the telltale signs that this is going to be the next big push by the Democrats to demonize Trump. The fact that this story was promoted, just utter garbage here. I mean, if you don't know any better, you read this and you're like, oh my gosh, what is Trump doing? He's a bully. Oh my gosh, now children are being bullied because of Trump. Oh, it's so bad. Now they're trying to kill themselves. That's what they claim. That's what they claim in the story. Kids are trying to kill themselves because of bullying now because of Trump. And this story was promoted all weekend long, all over social media. Not just them promoting it inside the algorithms. They had their army of blue check marks promoting it. I don't know who these people are. These are just some of the examples, just to show you the onslaught. J.M. Reiger, a Washington Post analysis found that Trump's words. No, it's just called words. I mean, so did Trump write the dictionary? Or what are they going to say next? Trump literally made the entire English lexicon. It was all Trump. Trump created English language. A Washington Post analysis found that Trump's words have been used by students and school staff to bully children more than 300 times since 2016. Really, what about the thousands of physical assaults Trump supporters endure because of you? He goes on. 3/4 of the attacks were directed at kids who are Hispanic, black, or Muslim. Oh, and there it is, yeah. The Washington Post. They tweeted this out like 100 times. For educators, the ongoing threat of politically charged harassment is impossible to ignore. Schools have canceled mock elections, banned political gear, formed student-led meditation groups, and created committees to develop anti-discrimination policies. Oh, yes, because of Trump. Oh. And by the way, I'm probably not going to be able to get through all this, but folks, here's what needs to be done in response to this. Okay? Now, if this happens, it probably won't. But I'm giving you, this is the game plan to victory. All you have to do, if 20 Trump supporters wear a Trump hat to school tomorrow, high school, college, elementary, whatever, 100, what would happen? And they filmed it, what would happen? They'd be bullied. They'd probably be physically assaulted. They'd probably be harassed by the staff and the teacher. I've talked to these people. They send me messages. Some of them record it. Okay? So, the real discrimination is against Trump supporters. The real bullying is against Trump supporters. Now, is there bullying and all sorts going on in schools? And are they using words? And are they going to blame Trump? Okay, yeah. But that's not what's really happening here. To sit here and act like Trump haters are being discriminated against is the most unbelievable reversal of reality I can ever imagine. But that's what they're doing. Just as Trump has repeatedly targeted Latinos, so too have school bullies. Students hurl, build the wall, or go back where you came from at children of color. School staff members intimidate students. Since Trump's raise of office, his language has seeped into schools across America. John Woodward's Cox, he retweets it. I mean, folks, they are pushing this story. So this is their latest attempt culturally to demonize Trump. He's a bully. He's causing children to be bullied and kill themselves.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. but we do still have in the 3 ounce and the 1 ounce for a limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the Nano Silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the Nano Silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the Nano Silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Through these stories before we're joined by our guest Deanna Lorraine and then Jeff Nyquist, an expert, to discuss the coronavirus outbreak, which incredibly, I mean, it's just unbelievable, folks. It almost becomes numbing just how tomorrow's news today we are, and we just, it's just like part of the process. We don't even have time to really reflect on it, but here's what else is going on right now with the left politically and culturally. Now, again, this is why Trump has to have a real lasting victory, because it's the only way to defeat the brainwashing and the propaganda.
It's the only way. Now, you have Barack Obama on Twitter today taking credit for Trump's economy. Now, they just released, they've already released numbers, ladies and gentlemen. 95% of all new jobs during Obama era were part-time or contract. Now, in the Trump jobs boom, they've been mostly full-time jobs, salary jobs. But Obama wanted the gig economy. He talked about this. He said Americans will just have to accept this is how it is. Then, when Trump campaigned saying he'd fix Obama's broken economy, fix Obama's dead economy, then what did Obama say? Well, what did he have? A magic wand? It's just not going to happen. Oh, but it did happen, you jackass. Almost said something even worse than that. I controlled myself there. It's just this liar. This total fraud. This phony. Obama. This crap stain on the underwear of America. Sits here, takes credit for Trump's economy, but this is what angers me about it, folks. His little minions think it's real. They still, everything good in the world is thanks to Obama, and everything bad in the world is because of Trump. That's how brainwashed these people are. And until the truth about Obama comes out with no doubt, with no room for debate, we will continue to be berated with these lies of who Obama was. I'm not even sure why this story gets re-brought up, but it's important to remember. But it was on my desk. I said, well, heck, from InfoWars.com, were 18 to 20 CIA sources killed or imprisoned because Hillary Clinton's emails were being hacked in real time by China? Hacked. It's like, again, I've made the analogy. Hillary Clinton was a political whore. I mean, see, the problem is a physical, like an actual woman that wants to be a prostitute or, you know, whatever. She can only be with, you know, there's a finite amount of guys you can really be with at the same time. Hillary just had a wide open email server. Anybody could get in. Hundreds of people, thousands of people, anybody in China. I mean, she was every STD Hillary Clinton has politically. I mean, you don't touch that. I mean, politically, like, I'm not trying to be rude, but politically, seriously, you know, Hillary's got, I mean, she looks like she has AIDS. She's got, she's like balding. She's got, you know, herpes breaking out all over herself. I mean, you're like, oh my gosh. But that's Hillary politically. She's a political whore. And now she's trying to latch onto Bloomberg's campaign. But this is what the Democrats. Let's move on. Career criminal thanks New York Democrats for law freeing him after 139th arrest. Now, look. Everything that the Trump administration is doing and that people are talking about with criminal reform and all this stuff, it really all just comes down to one thing, ladies and gentlemen. The war on drugs. That's all it is. End the war on drugs, and that's your criminal justice reform. The guy caught smoking a joint or blowing a line or all this crap won't be arrested and thrown in jail for nonviolent crimes. There is your justice reform. Now, this reforming on the back end, case-by-case thing has been proven not to work, quite frankly. Democrat lawmaker in Alabama proposes bill requiring men to have vasectomies. Wow. Of course, this is outrageous, but she says, if you're going to have a heartbeat bill to stop children from being murdered, well, then we're going to tell men to have a vasectomy. What? Huh? This is how deranged these people are. And they say it's all about control of their own bodies. Here you go. You want to talk about control of your body? Don't have sex. Wow. I mean, revolutionary idea. Oh, what's this? Austin, Texas becoming Los Angeles, California, right before my very eyes. Man arrested after threatening to kill children at Austin Church playground. Now, I'm proud to say our great IT guy, who wears many hats around here, Michael Zimmerman, has started a petition to have Mayor Adler resign, and he's serious about it. I am sick of that little twerp. Seriously, folks, let me tell you, I've been in Austin almost 5 years, and I've seriously watched this city decay right before my very eyes. I moved to Austin kind of like right after the peak, on like the bad end of the tech boom, where it's just everybody moving in, and then the bad end of all these Democrats getting in and then controlling city council, and now Austin is just a damn hellhole. I mean, it's a hellhole, folks. I'm sorry. And it could be so beautiful. It has so much potential. It really does. But the Democrats have destroyed it. I mean, there's just no debate. There's just no debate. Homeless people are killing people. Homeless people are threatening children with knives. Homeless people are breaking into cars. People can't even go downtown anymore. They're crapping in the streets. They're urinating in the streets. It's now become Los Angeles, Texas. It's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. And it's just another example of what Democrats do to cities, but they won't stop them. It never does. It never stops the dumbasses from voting for them either. This is nuts. Google has decided to not only fund Chunk Yogurt trying to get into Congress, now they are funding the Young Turks to the tune of millions of dollars to start their own educational academy on YouTube. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The Young Turks is receiving funding from YouTube to launch an online course called the Young Turks Academy. Woo! And they're getting tens of millions of dollars, maybe even hundreds, almost $1 billion to do so. Yeah. That story is in Axios. And you know why they're funding the Young Turks to do that, ladies and gentlemen? Because they want your kids to do this. Trans Kids Charity, promoted by Starbucks. It will be promoted by the Young Turks to your children. They will say anything white people is bad. They'll promote stuff like this. Bachelor contestant Victoria F. apologizes for White Lives Matter shoot. And while you're sitting here saying, well, White Lives Matter shoot, I thought it was okay to be white. Folks, this wasn't even about white people. It was about fish. It was about fish. She was doing a White Lives Matter campaign for a fish. Save this fish that is endangered. Had nothing to do with people. Doesn't matter. Still racist. It's about a fish. It's about a fish. The Young Turks Academy, I'm sure, will be promoting having sex with robots and porn. Hell, Chunk Yogurt says go bang, you know, an animal, and it's cool. Literally, he said that. He promotes bestiality. You know, it's okay, he says, to engage in bestiality. Sex robots may cause psychological damage. Yeah, so does porn. What do you think bestiality would do to you? And then they'll promote the brain chip and say it's good for you. Scientists switch monkey brains on or off using electricity in experiment. Now imagine the control they will have over your mind and your brain if you put an implant or a chip in it. It's lights out, baby.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, Crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'm very encouraged by what I'm seeing on a local level politically. I'm seeing a lot of patriots, a lot of Americans, a lot of Trump supporters, a lot of conservatives that are running for office, obviously fighting an uphill battle against the establishment, but doing it anyway. This is exactly what we need. This is exactly how we continue this political revolution that's going on right now. And one of those individuals is Deanna Lorraine, running out in San Francisco to try to unseat Nancy Pelosi. In fact, we'll have a little fun with that later on. But I wanted to bring something up with Deanna Lorraine and also just get her take on President's Day. I know that she wanted to come on for President's Day and kind of give President Trump a special salute. And then I'm going to ask her a question about a news story that's developing. Deanna Lorraine, thank you for joining us on this President's Day.
Absolutely. It's an honor to be here on President's Day on InfoWars. I wouldn't want to spend it any other way. So thanks, Owen and Alex.
Well, what do you think about the president right now I mean, I see him at NASCAR over the weekend. I see Chiefs players saying they're excited to go to the White House. I see his approval numbers continue to skyrocket. I mean, to me, sad the media won't report this, President Trump really is what Obama was reported as. Trump is the one who cares about Americans. Trump is the one fighting for economy. Trump is the one trying to secure the borders. And quite frankly, the big lie here, Trump is the one that's popular. Trump is the one that's delivered. Trump is the one that is the most popular president of all time. All these things the establishment media tried to falsely inflate Obama as, which he wasn't, Trump actually is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's incredible because he is the people's president. You know, he's not bought. You can't make him do anything that he doesn't want to do. He truly does things for the people, and he bends over backwards for us to have power and for him to reduce his power. You know, everyone says he's a demagogue. You know, he's a dictator. No, if he was a dictator, he first of all would be able to get a lot more done without having without being handcuffed, you know, by the Congress and by Nancy Pelosi. But this is a man that is truly for the people and wants to give the power back to the people. And the results show it. He is just achieving accomplishment after accomplishment, victory after victory. And when you just see the crowds roar, at Daytona 500, people love him. And these are the people that are open about it. I know there are so many people that are slowly breaking their silence or slowly coming around to Trump. And they said, I didn't vote for him last time. I was one of those people that was brainwashed, but I'm going to vote for him this time. And I'm excited to do it.
Well, and I think there's really a story there, too. Again, this is what the media just ignores. That's a huge story. I've seen it in my life. People who were not going to vote Trump. Maybe conservatives just didn't want to vote Trump. They kind of had that fear that the media instilled in them. And then, of course, the Democrats that wouldn't vote Trump, they believed all the media lies. Yeah, a lot of Democrats have flipped. A lot of that has to do with, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the type of destructive behavior that the Democrats are exhibiting. But then also on the conservative side, too, just all the success of President Trump, the sticking to message, getting the results and being the president that nobody thought he could be, at least, you know, from the people that believe the lies about Trump heading into the election. I'm hearing now more than ever, I'm going to vote Trump. I didn't vote Trump last election. People are more energized now to go vote Trump. Of course, you know what that means. This is why the Democrats are pushing for all the illegal voting techniques, no voter ID, citizenship for all, driver's license for all, open the borders. And so you're kind of seeing the formula of how Democrats get into office. Media campaign smears against their opponent and then illegal voting.
Exactly. They have nothing else. They've lost the people. You know, what do they have? Free health care for all? What do they have? You know, hey, you can choose whatever gender that you want. That's great. You know, Democrats support that. Conservatives don't. What do they have? They have no message. Everything that they claim to do, Trump is actually doing and doing it a hell of a lot better and with less money spent. You know, he is the president that is restoring patriotism. And I think as many times as people say that, you know, they hate these Trump rallies or they think he's a narcissist or whatever they think because of the Democrats, with enough of this messaging and enough of his accomplishments and that patriotism, you know, the rockets blasting into the air, the jets, all of the things he does, waving the flags, it sinks into the heart of every American. And at some point, they can't resist it. You know, it's like having a big jelly donut in front of you. At some point, you just got to take it. And this is what they're doing. They're so tired of this division, and they're so tired of the negative 365 that comes from all of the news networks, except for maybe Fox and InfoWars, of course. But it's really all negative, and they're tired of it. And it feels good to be accomplished and to focus on accomplishments. It feels good to focus on pride in America, and they're finally seeing that.
And that's why Trump has to be on Twitter. That's why Trump has to have his rallies, you know, for the people out there that kind of hold their nose and take Trump's tweets. He has to be on there to fight the fake news and to put the truth out. And he has to have rallies so that he can show, look, I get 20,000 people at a rally no matter where I go, upwards of 50,000 sometimes. The top Democrat, Bernie Sanders, fills a high school gymnasium, and that's peak. And even the liberal media is having to report that now.
Right.
But I want to kind of pivot here and get your take on something. Now, if you recall, when Trump first got in, they started this whole Me Too movement. It really came out of Hollywood, but using the mainstream media, they tried to somehow project it onto Trump. And it was really politically inspired. I think that we all know that now. Well, yes. It didn't stick. The Me Too movement didn't get Trump out of office. It didn't work to detach Trump from his base. So where did it go? What did it turn into? Well, it's just kind of floated out there. It was the biggest focus. Democrats running around with pussy hats on, starting women's marches, all this craziness. Huge story. Harvey Weinstein. Oh, and now we can get Harvey Weinstein, and that'll lead us to Trump. Well, Harvey Weinstein is now in the moment of either getting got or getting off. Looks like he's going to walk. No media. No one talking about this. Not around-the-clock coverage. What happened to the Me Too movement? What happened to protecting women? Harvey Weinstein's probably going to get off here, and the media is silent.
Well, that's what they do. They only weaponize women when it benefits them politically. That's the only time they weaponize women, like with Kavanaugh, like with Trump, right? Like with every other Republican man or white man, that's what they do. But in the meantime, here's what happens is it completely shatters the actual relationship between men and women in reality. So now there's all of these repercussions from what happened with their Me Too movement and what happened with how they completely skewered Kavanaugh and President Trump over this. Now men don't trust women. Now a lot of men don't want to be alone in the same room with a woman.
And, you know,
now
it's funny you bring this up.
A lot of men feel like they have to stay prepared.
You know, it was Valentine's Day over the weekend, and it's funny you bring that up. You read all these horror stories of people who can't be in relationships or, you know, women that are single and you just can't even believe it. You're spot on. What? And I don't know if you can attribute it to one thing. There's a whole factor of things. But no doubt the left's political agenda has added to the destruction of male and female biologically, promoted relationships. I mean, it really has. I mean, boys and girls growing up, they don't even know what to do.
Yeah, no, it's radical feminism that has destroyed relationships, and now they're paying for it, you know? And now people don't believe when there's Me Too claims anymore. They don't believe it because they're the boy who cried wolf, okay? So this is what's happening. If they're going to cry Me Too with Judge Kavanaugh, then they need to do the same consistently with their people, with Weinstein. I mean, this is absolutely insane. This is why people don't trust the left anymore. This is why they fall on deaf ears, why people are going to vote for Trump, and they're coming around to conservatives, because we tell the truth. We're common sense, and they know it. And they just can't hide anymore. They can't play the same games. The jig is up, Democrats. The jig is up.
Well, it really is. But, unfortunately, people are still under the control of the Democrats and their media. They haven't gotten outside of that matrix yet. But I do think that day is coming. So will they care about the Weinstein case? I doubt it. And I think they'll act like they care once he is... once he's basically not charged with anything. But another story that's developing right now, judge takes rare step of allowing elusive Ghislaine Maxwell to be served with lawsuit by email. So she's in hiding. And by the way, I saw a bunch of stories of the left criticizing people that believe in Pizzagate or QAnon or all this stuff. And then they say, it's all about Epstein. Why do they have to make it about this other stuff? We're the ones that talked about Epstein. Like, that's what it is. Like, Pizzagate is Epstein. Like, don't you get it? Pizzagate is Anthony Weiner. Hello? Laura Silsby, hello?
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.